As you work your way through the holiday season, one of the things that is always utmost or should be on our minds is protecting our personal information. You know, no matter how you shop, no matter what you do and how you go about your day, you're always going to run into situations almost every single day where you run the risk of giving away important personal information that could allow someone to steal your identity. And it seems like during the Christmas holiday season, when so many folks are so busy, we're using those credit cards constantly, we're out all the time trying to take care of all those Christmas shopping duties and get those lists finished. And also, we're so distracted by all of the things that are going on in our lives, and we're moving so fast that sometimes we can get a little bit, maybe a little looser with that personal information than we should. And all it takes is, you know, one little mistake, and the information gets out somewhere that can really do some damage. You know, identity theft is important all the time, but it seems like it happens more often during this time of the season when so many folks are burning holes through those credit cards. You know, it can occur very easily. Identity theft is a crime. Someone steals or somehow acquires your personal information for financial gain, fraud, or deception, and that's what you call it. With your personal information, a criminal can assume your identity, can withdraw funds from your accounts, can make credit card purchases in your name, take out new credit cards in your name, or even commit crimes while they use your identity. Well, if you're an identity theft victim, it's very, very difficult to deal with that. The consequences can range from just a minor inconvenience to perhaps devastating long-term financial losses and personal impacts. You hear some of the stories of folks who've had their identities trashed, and all of a sudden their entire lives can be changed. It can affect your ability to get future credit, loans, housing, and sometimes even employment. And it can affect your ability to be able to work through certain government programs and things. It can be very difficult to deal with and a long-term problem in the most extreme cases in trying to get your identity restored. Now, there are many ways that identity thieves operate. It goes back to the earliest methods, simply the old pickpockets and burglars, people like that. Maybe folks who will search through trash to look for personal information. Those who might try to trick you on the phone. And then, of course, there are the savvy high-tech criminals who steal data through malicious software or different websites. And, of course, then there are criminals who don't actually target you specifically, but they're targeting data about you that's stored someplace else. We've heard of those breaches of security at some of the large department stores, for example, things like that, where they've gotten into people's accounts and they've been breached. So what it boils down to is when it comes to your personal information, all of your personal information, quite frankly, when you look at your personal information, whether it be your credit cards, your numbers, your PIN numbers, and security codes and different things for, you know, whether it's debit cards or things like that, anything, Social Security, all those kinds of things, you should look at that as one big pile of cash. Because that's how an identity thief looks at it. When they look at your personal information, that's what they see. They see a big pile of bills, cash, sitting there, and they want their piece of it, or all of it in some cases. So if you had a large stack of cash sitting on your table, what would you do? Well, you would try as best you can to protect it. And that's what folks are encouraging you to do. Law enforcement officials at all levels say that you should just treat it like it's cash. So, with that said, what are some things that you can do? Well, some tips to protect yourself, especially during this season, from identity theft and theft of personal information would be, number one is, don't carry your Social Security card with you. Do you know where your Social Security card is? I hope you do. But don't carry it in your wallet or in your purse. Keep it someplace where it's safe. And also credit cards. Do you have a whole stack of them in your purse or in your wallet? Are you going to use them? You know, if you're not using them, or if you're traveling and there are certain cards you don't use when you travel, then don't take them with you. Just keep them in a safe place. If you don't use them away from home, then don't take them with you. Then you don't have run that risk. Another tip would be to shred those documents that contain personal or financial information. When you're done with the different credit card statement information, bank information, whatever else, when you're done with them and you decide you're not going to keep them anymore, once you've reached that point, don't just wad them up and throw them in the trash. get a shredder. It doesn't cost very much to invest in a nice cross-cut shredder, something that'll take it apart. And it can help you save a lot of money in the long run. Also, another tip is don't give personal or financial information to any caller who asks you to provide or confirm information. Criminals can spoof caller ID to make any name and number appear on the display. So don't rely on your caller ID device to try to verify who's calling. It's likely that's not who it is. Also, unsolicited emails that request personal or financial information, do not respond to them. The email may be what's called a phishing scam, and those are the type of scams that try to convince you to provide personal or financial information. So stay away from those kinds of things. Lord knows we are inundated with those kinds of things on a daily basis anyway, not just during the holidays. So don't accidentally fall into that trap either. Now, if you do receive an email warning that there's a problem with a financial account, perhaps, don't click on any attachments or links, because what they could be doing is installing some malware into your computer through those links. If you do receive a notice like that, contact your financial institution using the contact information that's listed on your billing statements, not that's listed on the email. Or get it out of a phone book or an internet search engine or something, but contact the appropriate folks and see if that's the case. If not, then you might want to report that to your local law enforcement. Now, if you do provide personal or financial information to a website that you know is legitimate, you want to also make sure that the prefix contains an S, HTTPS. We talked about that part the other day in one of the programs we did here on the air, because you want to make sure that you're giving the appropriate information, or that you're getting appropriate information through a secure website. If it just says HTTP at the beginning of the web address, then that's unsecured. But if it says HTTPS before the colon, then the S means it is a secure site. And as I mentioned the other day, you can also look down in the bottom left corner, and typically you'll see what looks like a little icon of a padlock. If that padlock is flipped open, then it's an unsecured site. If it's locked in a locked position, then it's usually a secure site. Now, if you do happen to be the victim of identity theft, you want to act as quickly as you can. You want to start by contacting any company that holds an account of yours that you know or suspect was compromised. You want to also immediately change your passwords and change your PINs, your personal identification numbers. Get those things changed immediately. Also, if you do get compromised, file a report with your local police department or your sheriff's office. Make sure you ask for a copy of the report that you filed, because you may need to provide that to your creditors and financial institutions to show that you have indeed been compromised and you do need to close down or whatever you need to do, alter those accounts to make sure that you're safe. Also, you can report any identity theft to the Federal Trade Commission online or by phone. The FTC will issue an identity theft affidavit, and you can keep that for your records as well. And also in Iowa, the Identity Theft Passport Program helps to provide identity theft victims with a way to substantiate the crime to their creditors and law enforcement, and you can issue, that gets issued through the Attorney General's Crime Victim Assistance Division, so you can check with them to find out a little bit more. So much goes on during the holiday season. It's easy to get your guard down at different times, but one way you don't want to do that is with your personal information, because it can really cause some problems for you in the long run. So protect that information and make sure you know who you're dealing with at all times when it comes to any of your private personal or financial information. And we hope you have a great holiday season.